Jai Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidara. Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihare. Jai Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare. Jai Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varidare. Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nananda Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav. Jaya Panchatatva, Jaya Panchatatva, Panchatatva, Jaya Panchatatva. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jayo Prabhupada. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jayo Gurudev. Anantai go Hare Va, Hare Va, Hare Va, Gaura Hare Va. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Sri Rajagacharyarasthotarasthata Sri Srimat. His Divine Grace of Bhaya Charanara Vrinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagat Guru Savior of the whole world Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vishnu Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Brahmacharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhama Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai, Sri Mathura Dhama Ki Jai, Sri Dhammayapur Dhama Ki Jai, Sri Navadvip Dhama Ki Jai, Neela Chala Jagannathapuri Dhama Ki Jai, Gangamai Ki Jai, Jamunamai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nittai Shri Gaura Premanandi. Oh, glorious assembled devotees. Oh, glorious assembled devotees. Oh, glorious assembled devotees. Oh, glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Narayana Namaskritya. Narachaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nashta Prayesh Badresu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So everyone is welcome to this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And for today we are treating Canto 9, Chapter 11, entitled Lord Ramachandra Rules the World. And we are treating text 17. Stripum prashagam etadrik sarvatra trasham avaha apishwaranam kim uta gramyasya grihachetasaha stripum prashagam etadrik sarvatra trasham avaha apishwaranam kim uta gramasya griha cetasaha stripum prashaga etadrik sarvatra trasham avaha apishwaranam kim uta gramyasya griha cetasa sripum saprasakam etadri savatra trasam avaha apisharana kim uta gramyasya griha cetasa Prashagam itadri Avatratasam avaha Anishadati bhukta Gramyasya griha cetasaha Sripum prashagam itadri Avatratasam avaha Apishwaranam kim uta Gramyasya griha cetasa Vajnavis Sri Pumsha Prashagam Kutri Sarvatra Trasamavaha Apishwaranam kim uta Word for word translation. Stripum prashangaha. Attraction between husband and wife. Or man and woman. Itadrik. Like this. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Trasam. Avaha, the cause of fear. Api, even. Ishwaranam, of controllers. Kim uta, and what to speak of. Gramyasya, of ordinary men of this world. This ordinary world of this material world, sorry. Griha chetasa. Who are attached to materialistic household life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world? Please kindly repeat responsibly. The attraction between man and woman,
the attraction
or male and female, always exist everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present, even among the controllers, like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world? Srila Prabhupada's purport. As explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are pervertedly reflected in this material world, they are certainly the cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world, and women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world, where there is no fear of birth and death, such feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feeling, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. Magyana tamridasya gyanam ganashalakaya shakshuram litam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahim dadati swapadantikam vandeham sri guru sri yukta padakamalam sri gurum vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunastam vitam tam sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagarpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratrize Namaha Nityanando Vatutendur Vasuda Pranavalabha Janavir Jivita Patir Krishna Prema Pradaprabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachidananda Purvajaha Pavom Mata Jagatrakta Rakta Gora Kilevaraha Panchatatvamakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sundubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Stripum prashagam etadrik sarvatra trasham avaha. Apishwaranam kim uta gramyas griha chaitasaha. Translation. The attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lagayate grim yat kripatamahan vande shri guru dina taranam Paramanam Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Akanda Mandala Karam Vyapta Yena Chara Charam Tatpadam Dashitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So everyone is welcome to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And before we say anything, we would seek the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis so that we can be able to discharge this service this morning. Krishnadas Goswami appeals to the devotees. Swa kripa yasti danena. Please lend me your stick of support so that I can be able to tread on this very slippery path. Material existence means trouble. Whether we agree or we do not agree, material existence means trouble. Du kalayam asaswatam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that this material world is a place of misery. It's a place of trouble. So once we are in this material world, we will always be troubled. And therefore, we always have to seek the support of the devotees. We have to seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis to be able to survive in this troublesome material world. So we continue to hear about the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And we just heard yesterday or day before yesterday how the Lord had to give up his very dear consort, his very dear wife, Sita, Mother Sita. And so in the same theme, this verse is coming. So from yesterday, it says, after hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was certainly aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, he could not check his grief in transcendental love. And so today, it says the attraction between man and woman, male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. So just as there are spiritual relationships, there are also material relationships. Actually, it is said that the relationships that we experience in this world are simply a perverted reflection of the spiritual relationships. Just as the material world is a reflection, perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So, Lord Ramachandra is demonstrating that attachment to the opposite sex creates fear, it creates grief, it creates pain. That is what Lord Ramachandra is demonstrating here. Of course, we know that Sri Ramachandra is not an ordinary person. He's not an ordinary householder. He's not an ordinary materialist. He is the Supreme Bhagavan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has come because the devas have prayed for Lord Ramachandra to appear in this material world in order to kill the demons, to eliminate the demons, to reduce the burden of the earth. Yada yada hiridharmasya glanir. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Glaniri, when there's a decrease in religious activities and there's an increase in religion, the Supreme Lord descends into the material world in order to eliminate the disturbing elements. So Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sitarani, she is the goddess, eternal goddess of Sri Ram. And they descended in this material world just to reduce the burden of the world. But here, Lord Ram is putting up a show of separation from his consort. So the understanding is that there are relationships in the spiritual world and there are relationships in the material world. The foundation is the spiritual world and the shadow is the material world. Just like we see every object, there is always a shadow. Chaya. Chaya means shadow. The material world is simply a chaya of the spiritual world. It's a shadow of the spiritual world. So everything that is in the material world is simply a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is mentioned how when there were Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were performing the wonderful kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. Srivas' son died. And the women were crying, they were lamenting, they were crying for the loss of the child. And Srivas Thakur, he did not want to disturb the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not want to disturb the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was telling the women to keep quiet. They should not cry. They should not disturb the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should wait after the kirtans. Then they can cry. But eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that something had gone amiss in the house of Srivas Thakur. So he demanded to know what it was. And Srivas Thakur revealed to the Lord that his son had died. And the women were crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he summoned the soul of that child back into the body. And then he asked the child why he was leaving the house of Srivas Thakur. And there was some discussion between the child, the dead child, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the discussion, the child fell back and left. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Srivas Thakur, "You have lost one child. You lost one child. But we have replaced that one child. Two of us. Myself and Lord Nityananda, we have become your children. So don't worry. You've lost only one child, and we replace it with two. Not ordinary children, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So it means that there are material, there are spiritual relationships, there are spiritual sons, spiritual husbands, spiritual wives, there are spiritual relationships that are reflected in the material world. And this has to be understood, that the relationships in this material world, they do not last. They begin on some date, and they will end on some date. That is for sure. It's for sure. So, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world, when they are pervertedly reflected in this material world, they cause bondage. So the relationships in the spiritual world are nourished by the Ladini potency. Ladini Karaye Krishna Aswadandana. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioned that the Ladini Shakti, the Lord relishes his pleasure from the Ladini Shakti. Ladini Karaye Krishna Aswadanaha. That the Supreme Lord takes pleasure from his Ladini potency. And that Ladini potency also nourishes the devotees. So the spiritual world is nourished by the Ladini potency. In the material world, everything is nourished by the three modes of material nature: Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. And because the material world is nourished by these three modes of material nature, they produce three situations. One is that of happiness, one is that of distress, and one is that of illusion, ignorance. So therefore, even though the relationships in the spiritual world are pervertedly reflected in the material world, they are not nourished by the Ladini Shakti. They are nourished by the modes of material nature. And therefore, we see that these relationships simply create problem. These relationships, they simply create bondage. These relationships, they simply prolong the jiva's existence in this material world. The spiritual energy, the spiritual, the pleasure potency of the Lord, Ladini Shakti, it is said that when it comes in contact with the most of material nature, then it becomes troublesome. Labda Tapa Mishra. When the Lada, Lada means Ladini, when Ladini energy comes in touch with the material modes of nature, it becomes a source of trouble. Tapa. Tapa means miseries. It creates miseries for the living entity. But the same energy in the spiritual world produces unlimited bliss. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that the same transcendental bliss in the spiritual world, when it is pervertedly reflected in this material world, it becomes a cause of bondage. And then we also see that he mentions here also that in the absolute reality, there are varieties of feelings, but all of them have the same quality of transcendental bliss. We also see that when Krishna, he left Vrindavan, the Brajavasis, they were in great anxiety, they were in great lamentation of the absence of Krishna. They were feeling great separation from Krishna. But out of that separation, they were relishing great, great joy. So that is the difference between material relationships and spiritual relationships. Even though Lord Ramachandra is expressing grief here, but actually Lord Ramachandra is experiencing unlimited bliss. In a spiritual realm, in spiritual relationship, there is Samboga and there is Vipralamba or Viraha. Samboga means the meeting of lovers. When there is a real meeting of the lovers, then Samboga takes place. But when there is separation between the lovers, the Vipralamba takes place. Feelings of love out of separation. So Lord Ramachandra is actually experiencing this vipralamba or viraha, unlimited pleasure due to that separation. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that in the real world or in the absolute reality, there are varieties of feelings, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. So even though Sita has disappeared, but Ramachandra is experiencing unlimited bliss due to this vipralamba. But in the material world, it is not the same. It is completely opposite. Therefore, it is mentioned that material relationships is virasa. Virasa means it is disgusting. It is abominable. Because the separation creates pain. The separation creates disturbance. But in the spiritual realm, the separation creates pleasure. So we see that the Brajavasis, even though Krishna had left them and gone to Mathura and then on to Dwaraka, but they were always feeling the presence of Krishna every moment. In that separation, they were actually relishing the pleasure of Krishna's association. Therefore, we see Lord Brahma in his prayers in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vrajakosham. That how fortunate the residents of Vrindavan are. They are so fortunate. Why? Yan Mitram Paramanadam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. That the Vrajabhasis are so fortunate that Krishna has become their eternal friend. The Supreme Brahman, who is the ocean of all bliss, has become their lover. And because of that love they have for Krishna, Krishna was never separated. Even though Krishna had left Vrindavan, gone to Mathura, and gone to Dwaraka to enact his pastimes, but the Brajavasis, they were still feeling the presence of Krishna every moment. So even though it seemed that Krishna had left, but actually Krishna was always present in Vrindavan. So in the absolute world, there is really no separation. Therefore, what Lord Ramachandra is demonstrating here is a lesson for us. And actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, 8th chapter, verse 41, the prayers of Queen Kunti, where Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna to sever his relationship with his family members. What is the prayer? He says, Sneha Pasham. Sneha Pasham. Chindihi. Imam Chindihi. Sneha Pasham. Imam Chindihi. That please cut my relationship. Dridam Pandasu Vrishnasu. Please cut my relationship with the Pandavas and with the Vrishnis. So in that verse, La Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Lord Ramachandra had to abandon Sita for a purpose. He says, for one to be an ideal king, one has to give up attachment. In fact, he says that to be a leader, to be an ideal king, to be a qualified brahmana, or to become a devotee, one has to give up attachment. If one cannot give up attachment, then he cannot be a real leader, a real king, a real brahmana, or a real devotee. One has to give up this attachment. And that is what Lord Ramachandra is demonstrating in this pastime. And there is a story from the Puranas of the foolish Brahmana. This Brahmana, he died. He passed away. And because of his great credits he had performed in a previous life, he was given the body of a golden swan. Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, he narrated this story. He was given the body of a golden swan. And he had great attachment to his family. So even though he was in the body of a swan, he still remembered his family. So he was thinking about them. How is my family doing? So let me go and see what is happening to my family. So he flew all the way from where he is to his former place of birth. And he saw that his wife and the children were suffering. They had no money. They had no maintenance. So he decided that he would support them. So he offered one of his feathers, because it's made of gold. They are golden feathers. So he gave one feather to his wife. This is gold. Sell it and make money and maintain the family. And he said, every week I will come and I will give you one feather. And with that feather, you can generate money and you can take care of the family. So that was a good deal. The wife was happy, the children were happy, everybody was happy. And so, the first time he came, he gave the feather, the wife sold it, he made money, he maintained the family. Then the second week, he came and gave the second feather. And the wife was thinking, what about if next week he does not come? If he does not come next week, what will happen to us? So better I grab this golden swan. Let me remove all the feathers and let me keep them in my safe so that I'm sure of our sustenance. So as soon as the husband in the body of a pigeon, golden pigeon, arrived, this woman just grabbed the pigeon and remove all the feathers. But then something happened. Because these feathers are not supposed to be taken by force. They are supposed to be given voluntarily. But because the wife removed them by force without the permission of the bird, of the swan, immediately all the feathers turn into ordinary feathers. But here is a bird without any feathers anymore. She was a helpless bird. So the woman became so disturbed, she threw the bird into a dustbin. And the bird died. So this is the end of material relationships. Very disgusting, very abominable. It is a relationship of exploitation. That is what it means in material existence. I do something for you, you do something for me. And as soon as I'm not able to do something for you, finish. That is material relationship. This is not found in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is pleasure. There is ongoing joy. There is ongoing relationships. And so, it is said that material relationships simply increases our material existence. So, in order to get free from this material existence, we have to increase our relationship with Krishna. We have to increase our relationship with the devotees of Krishna. We have to increase our meditation on devotional service. That is the opportunity that we've all been given. How to increase our devotional service, how to increase our attachment to Krishna, how we can increase our attachment to the process of devotional service, and by doing so, we can diminish material existence, we can diminish the suffering, and we can actually go back home, back to Godhead, and forget about this material existence. It is mentioned in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Mritya prapachana janani jiva chakre samsara. That the material world is designed to give the living entity an opportunity to experience the perverted relationships in this material world. It is designed to give us the opportunity to experience having relationships with our Krishna. This samsara that we are going through is an experience given to us by the material energy. Material energy is the generator of all material products. And it is given to us so that we can experience what it is to be without Krishna. And as soon as a living entity turns its face towards Krishna and begins to engage in Krishna consciousness, then this material samsara is reduced to nil. So, Srila Prabhupada is so kind that he has given us this process of Krishna consciousness by which we can convert these material relationships into spiritual relationships. And when that is done, our material existence comes to an end. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, the attraction causes fear because attachment produces fear. Anything that we are attached to, we are afraid to lose it. Srila Prabhupada gives an example of a beautiful woman. He says, a beautiful woman is a cause of happiness for the man who marries that beautiful woman. He's very happy that he has such a beautiful wife. He's happy. But the same beautiful woman becomes a source of distress for the man he rejected. The man he has rejected is very unhappy. He's very distressful. And then he goes on to say, but when the relationship breaks, then one falls into illusion. An illusion produces fear. We are afraid of losing our loved ones. We are afraid of losing our wives, our husbands. So the relationship, that knot that is created in the heart, Hridaya grantis ahur. There is a knot. When the man and the woman come together, Lord Rishabhadev describes that in the fifth canto of the fifth chapter of the eighth verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that there is a knot that is created in the heart of both man and woman. And this knot creates the attachment. And because of attachment, we feel fearful to lose our relationships. So that fear is created by attachment. And that attachment is there, it is bound to be there between a male and a female. As soon as there is a relationship, the heart, in the heart, granti, hridaya granti, is created. The knot of attachment is created, and that creates fear. Hare Krishna. Any more comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Can you explain how what to do about this connection, how we can curb it or curb it?
How we can dovetail?
Or curb it.
That is why sadhu sangha is necessary. Sadhu Sangha gives us the opportunity to learn the science of devotional service. And that is why Srila Prabhupada created this movement. He has created this movement to provide Sadhu Sangha. And by having sadhu sangha, we can begin to understand the dangers of material life. And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken to remove that fear. In fact, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed to die in 7 days, he was afraid of death. He was unsure what is going to happen. So he took shelter of sadhus. He went to the banks of the Ganges, where there were many thousands of sages gathered there. And he was inquiring from them how he can overcome the fear of death. And just around that time, by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shukadeva Goswami appeared on the scene. And everybody accepted, yes, he is in the position to tell you what you should do at the time of death. And Shukadeva Goswami immediately started narrating the Srimad Bhagavatam. And for 7 days and seven nights, Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj thanked Shukadeva Goswami and said, "Your kindness has done me a great favor. I'm now completely free of this fear. I'm not even afraid of the tasaka, the snake bird that is coming to bite me." So by the association of devotees, by the association of sadhus, we gradually cultivate knowledge. We gradually cultivate detachment. We gradually cultivate faith, shraddha. And by this shraddha, we are able to give up material attachments. So, association gives us the opportunity to cultivate spiritual knowledge, cultivate shraddha, and cultivate devotional service that allows us to overcome the fear of death. Hare Krishna. Any other comment? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. In ISKCON these days, we talk about Varnashram, trying to establish that more so devotees can live more peacefully to practice Krishna consciousness. But in Kali Yuga now, things are so difficult, even for devotees. Relationships sometimes can be, like you say, exploitative. And you know how we say, well, all women should be married, like Prabhupada often said, you know, all the women should be married and they need protection. That came up in a previous purport. But then in Kali Yuga, sometimes our protectors are our abusers. And how we can have that faith and find the right situation just to take shelter of Krishna. And some of us have such bad karma in those areas, and it's mercy to push us more to Krishna, but it can be difficult in society, even within ISKCON.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada is so kind. He has created this wonderful organization, and he insists on the creation of the Varnashram Dharma, whereby families can be maintained with Krishna in the center. If Krishna is the center, then those relationships will become successful. Those relationships will become blissful. But if Krishna is not in the center, even in so-called devotional relationships, there is a problem. If our marriage is centered around devotional service, if it is centered around Krishna consciousness, how to please Guru, how to please Krishna, no matter the differences, it will succeed. But if this relationship is simply based on the same material tendency, exploitation, then the relationship will simply produce unlimited anxiety, unlimited trouble. So therefore, the Varnashram Dharma that Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish is to create a net, a platform for many, many people who are coming into Krishna consciousness and who cannot just jump onto the level of detachment. They can take shelter of this Varnashram system, this net, this platform, to gradually cultivate knowledge, cultivate faith, cultivate detachment, and then they can advance more and more and more and go back home, back to Godhead. So everything should be centered around Krishna. Whatever we do, if Krishna is our center, there is bound to be success. But if Krishna is removed from the center, there is bound to be problem. Hare Krishna. So it's almost 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.